And in our pregame show now, we're visiting with Ansley Litchfield head football coach Kurt Kolhanek, who joins us. Coach, I know that it's always kind of tough coming off a loss, but how have the kids responded for you? Have they responded in the right way this week mentally?
Well, yeah, so far so good, but you never know. You know, last week I thought we were ready to go, but then you got to realize, you know, it's hard. You got five new faces out on the field, and you don't know how they're going to react. And, you know, we just didn't compete last Friday night, and it was just an overall bad deal. But we're trying to coach our tails off to get these kids to where they need to be because, you know, Myrna's going to come at us hard, and we know that.
Kurt, you kind of lead me right into my next question. I know you do have some kids that are stepping into new roles for this season. How do you feel about those kids that are in those positions? Are they continuing to take a step forward for you?
Yeah, I mean, the kids got a lot of try. It's just the know-how, and, you know, down in Ravana, they're just kind of wide-eyed and shell-shocked almost, it looked like. And that really surprised me because I wasn't expecting that. But, you know, as coaches, all you can do is put them in the best position to be successful. And if they go compete, win or lose, that's all you can ask for.
I know it can be hard to judge where a team is at in fall camp when you're just practicing against each other. I know it's when you line up against someone else that you can really tell more about your team. What was the most positive thing you felt you could take out of Friday's game?
Well, I mean, we didn't do anything right, per se. I guess, you know, they really didn't give up. I mean, we didn't tackle well at all, and we didn't execute on offense very well. But give the credit to Ravana on that, too. But I guess, you know, they showed up Monday ready to go is what you can take for the positive.
I know it's always about getting better, Kurt. What has been the message and the focus for your team in practice this week?
Well, they kind of know. You know, we stumbled against Myrna last year, and then we, you know, should have been in the state semifinals. So there's always – that's my biggest goal as a coach. You know, obviously everybody wants to get to Lincoln, but you have to get better every game. And if you do that, then you're doing your job well. And the kids understand that that's what we expect.
I know that with getting better, a term that I think is really associated with that has always been consistency. How do you build that or try to build it as a coach? Is it just repetition on things in practice, or how do you approach that?
Yeah, we're huge on repetition. You know, like, us as coaches, you know, I can honestly say if the kids don't know what's going on Friday night, that's their problem because we repeat and we repeat and we repeat. And they know we run through every play a team's going to run unless they throw something new at us. But, you know, we take pride in being ready to play. It's just you got to go out and actually play.
Talk a little bit about your opponent. You've kind of mentioned him already, and Selma Myrna, always fun when the two of you get together. Just talk a little bit about your preparation for them and what are going to be some of the keys for the Spartans.
Well, you know, they're going to be, you know, Twin Loop's a very good team, and, you know, they stumbled a little out of the blocks as well, but they're pretty fundamentally sound, and they're going to be physical. They always are. So, you know, we're going to have to be able to just do your fundamental football or we'll get beat.
Well, Kurt, I always appreciate you taking just a few minutes to visit with us, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday night.
Thank you very much.
That's Coach Kurt Kolhanek joining us on our pregame show.